American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
Cattle and horses graze differently.
That's Ethan Lane, Executive Director of the Public Lands Council, on the issue of feral horses and the harm that they're causing to the cattle industry.
You know, somebody in the city looking out there, they say, well, gosh, what's the difference? Cattle eat the feed, horses eat the feed, one or the other. But in reality, cattle hooves and horse hooves are very different shape. They have a different impact on the soil. Cattle grazing actually serves to aerate the soil, much like bison did that were native to these areas. It contributes to a natural process that's really necessary. And then beyond that, the way they actually eat the grass is different. So when cattle eat that grass, they leave a root structure in place that then will allow that grass to bounce back healthier and fuller than it was before. So they're actually benefiting that grass when it's grazed responsibly. Horses tear the grass, and they tear it right at the root, which prevents that grass from growing back in the same way. So it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. There is an actual dramatic difference in impact between cattle grazing and horses grazing.
Lane is trying to clear up some misconceptions of what many in the general public are seeing as these feral horses are no big deal.
Well, that's right. That's kind of thing we hear from suburban neighborhoods and places like that that don't have an agricultural footprint. They don't have to deal with the realities of these issues on the ground. It's one thing to see something like this on Facebook and voice your support. It's another to live with it every day. And if the public that is concerned about this understood the reality and they understood the suffering these horses are going through because they don't have the resources available, they would change their tune pretty quickly. You know, we as a society a long time ago made a decision that we don't want to see dogs, stray dogs and cats suffer. Nobody likes to think about the fact that animal shelters have to deal with overpopulation of dogs and cats. But we've made a decision that we don't want to see those animals suffer. But with these horses, we seem to have made a decision as a society that despite the fact that we know that kind of responsible management is necessary with cats and dogs that have become overpopulated, despite the fact that we don't like that those types of measures are necessary to limit the population, we've not gotten there with horses. And that's something that we really need to, as a country, have a conversation about. Because right now, we're watching these horses die and starve because we're afraid to do the hard work of managing a non-native species that's taken over large areas of land.
That's Ethan Lane, Executive Director of the Public Lands Council. And I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.